Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
And let's go to Milwaukee. What's going on? How you doing, Joel?
I would be better if I wasn't in Milwaukee because this place is ass. But great attempts by Moody and Olin. Shout out to you. Bear down.
Okay.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
You're not going to hear me mention, Pat, that I don't get very many reads on this show because, look, we're winning right now. I don't need them.
We're on a winning streak,
yeah,
man. Three in a row. Why would you want to mess that up?
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
That is Don Hill running, and I love this blocking scheme. This is something Olin Krutz could have done. Tony Wise, I got to talk to him about that, by the way. Well, we didn't do more of that, but
you take an athletic center and he can make it all the way around.
Kelsey used to do this all the time with the Eagles. This was, pull him. One direction, sweeps, whatever it was.
And you have to be crazy athletic as a center to be able to do this.
Yes, exactly. Yes, not crazy, but you got to be an athlete like Olin. Absolutely.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Before Chicago takes on Baltimore, tune in Sunday from 9 until noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will be live at Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee. And they'll get you set for the game. Then immediately after the game, they'll have instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app.
Olin Krutz joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Olin, Dave Wanstead was angry yesterday that Tony Wise didn't use you more to pull from the center position. He was clearly going to call him right after the segment and address it with fresh anger. Football people, man, you guys never lose that fire, huh?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contracts. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
No, we don't. And I'll be honest with you guys. Most of my years here were in what we call, you guys call it God's play now, right after, I think Coach Eberflus called it that. And most of my years here was in a power running scheme. And honestly, I was an athletic, undersized center. And I remember going to the Pro Bowl, and Alex Gibbs was there. He coached, I think, the Falcons at the time for the outside zone scheme. And he was like, "Olin, man, if me and you were together, like the way you reach block and run and stuff like that." So Coach Wanstead does have a point there. I didn't mind being in the power scheme. Obviously, I had Tony. I went to Bob Wiley, right? I went to Coach Hayner. Harry Heisan came. Harry was also a power run scheme guy during our Super Bowl run. But a lot of one-on-one blocks on back blocks with bigger nose guards in a power scheme when I was capable of pulling and reaching guys and blocking outside zone and doing all those other things and getting out of space and running like screens were some of the favorite things I did. But to Coach Wanstead's point, he does have a little bit of a point, and it's funny because he's just going to call them now. I've been complaining to them about that for years.
We know, and it's funny because he was drawing up for us yesterday, and he's like, "Oh yeah, this is a play that Olin could have done in his sleep." And I'm like, "Uh-huh."
Yeah, man, and Alex Gibbs was the guy in Denver with Mike Shanahan where they had 1,000 mm-hmm. yards with anybody who was the running back there, and that's where this mm-hmm. scheme like was perfected.
And those offensive linemen, that was back when you could really cut guys, Olin. Like, you could go get those knees if you needed to.
Mm-hmm. Now, Icky Woods, you guys remember the name Icky Woods, the Cincinnati Bengals started that outside zone run scheme. That's how long ago it was. Bob Wiley was down there, and, you know, Anthony Munoz, obviously you guys know that name. A lot of guys on that team is where the outside zone run came from. But, man, you know, it's just you get caught up in these systems, and you hear it from a lot of people, quarterbacks mostly, right? Like, what, the system didn't fit, the coach didn't fit me, but – you know, look, man, when you're a player, you just, whatever they call, you got to learn how to do it and get it blocked.
Lawrence, I don't think there is any conversation about line play that has ever been better in Chicago radio than what we get from Olin Krutz.
I agree. This segment with Olin Krutz is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Oh, with Theo Benedict, I've been thinking a lot about mm-hmm. you as a player and some of the players that you played with. I'd love to know when you felt like your technique met up with your strength and your nasty. Because when I look at Theo Benedict, I go, there's a guy that wants to play, man. He is out there. He is all elbows and kicking legs and everything else that he's got to do. When's the point mm-hmm. when you felt like I can put all of this stuff that I've learned together and maybe I don't have to always be as physical because I'll have better technique?
Yeah, I think, you know, like 3 or 4 years of starting, right? 3 or 4 years getting games under your belt, learning what you're good at, learning what you're not good at, things that you struggle with and how to hide that with technique and hand fighting and different skills and different footwork that you can use. So, you know, sometimes people say, "Olin, man, I mean, you got to set back on this nose guard." And my answer would be, no way. The guy's too big and strong for me. I'm going to jump kick him. I'm going to jump set him. I'm going to up kick him. I'm going to slow down his pass rush. And if games come, I'll read them and pick that up. So ended up being my strength, right, where I could see things and I could overplay big guys and not set so far back, so to say, in pass rush. So Theo's just got to find those kind of answers to the problems that he has, whether it be ducking his head, getting run into the quarterback when you're facing a guy like Chase Young. Chase Young has no interest in playing the run, which is interesting to me, but that's their problem, not mine. But Theo Benedict now, a good run blocker, like we've been talking about. And they've been getting a lot of favorable looks, as you guys have heard me say the last couple of weeks, and I said on the Score on Monday that even though Caleb doesn't have his best game, the threat of him throwing the ball obviously was bugging Staley and the Saints, because if you took a look at that film, like I'm sure you guys did, I'm sure you guys are like, man, those safeties are way back, and the Bears always have the right count in the box, by the box, I mean the two tight ends. They always have the right count there, and you get those double teams that you want in the run game. So Theo's going to have to work through light. And I remember how little football he has played, how much he still has to learn. That's why I think there's still a window for him to get better. But guys, like, he's going to have to get a lot better at pass pro, right? The Bears have been ahead in a lot of these games. If they're on the road this week, if he is pass proing one-on-one and Braxton Jones is out, the Bears could be looking at trouble with the way he pass pros there at left tackle. Now Ben Johnson gave him help with shifts from tight ends and running backs and things like that. But he has a lot of growing to do if you think he's going to be your answer at left tackle for the Chicago Bears.
I know it's a different position, but it reminds me a lot of Kyle Long the first 2 years, where he was just doing it with athleticism and strength. And I remember talking with Kyle about it, and he's like, man, I've got terrible technique, and I'm working on it, and I want to get better at it. You can get along for a little while if you're an exceptional athlete just with some of that stuff, but the technique part of it, the learning of the game and figuring out where your weaknesses is, that's that next step into being a complete pro.
That's a good point by you, and the thing to remember is that Theo is not Kyle, right? Kyle was a freak. If anybody ever seen Kyle Long in person, this guy's a monster, right? And when he was at his playing weight, I remember seeing him in downtown Lake Forest shaking his hand. I walked into Starbucks, and I thought to myself, that is a monster, right? But if you've seen Howie, right, if you see Chris, you know that these guys are freaks. Theo is not in that category. He's going to have to find a way to bring his game up to match what he can do in his pass pro. He's going to have to get a lot better pretty quickly here, right, for the Bears to be able to do what they want to do as this year goes on.
Olin Kreutz with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. Lawrence shared something in the group thread. It was from Stacey Dales on NFL Network. And she was talking about how one of the film angles that Ben Johnson makes sure to watch every single week is the sideline view of the trenches. He makes sure to watch the line play on both sides of the ball for the Bears and see who's winning battles, losing battles, who's being physical, who's not, and which running backs are hitting the hole hard as soon as they see it. I love that, and I wonder how rare that is for the offensive scheme guy, the offensive visionary, to care that much about the line play in an age of passing here in the NFL.
Well, of course, the quarterback, coach, offensive coordinator watches the sideline view. That doesn't shock me, right? He doesn't watch it from the end zone. But yes, you can see certain things like the running back has to press the hole, which, to be honest with you, Swift still has to work on pressing the line of scrimmage, get downhill, because better teams, more penetration, how early he's cutting the ball will be a problem. But you do watch that sideline view just to see which way the offense, which way they're moving, right? Who's coming off the ball? Who's hitting who? Who's winning or losing, so to speak, the line of scrimmage battle, right? From the end zone view, you see all the technique, all the footwork. Who's getting under who? Pad under pad. I'll be honest with you. I can see what Coach Johnson is talking about from the end zone view. So me and him would have a little a disagreement there with that comment about I watch the sideline view to see who's winning, who's losing. It sounds great. Everybody likes to talk about it on the radio, makes them sound good at the podium. But no, the end zone view is where it's at. Even when I go to stadiums to watch football games or watch my sons play, I like the end zone view so I can see the trenches in between the tackle, in the box. I see the hand-to-hand fighting. Sideline view is great. Sounds great on the podium. Sounds great on the radio. But really, you got to watch end zone view to see who's winning and who's losing and why you're winning and why you're losing those battles.
You going to go see your son play at Washington at Alma Mater this weekend? Since you brought it up?
Not this week, though. I can't say that. No, I can't do that.
Okay.
But I can't do all that. But yes, I will go to watch that game. My alma mater, it's pretty cool, right? My two boys will be on the field at where I played college. So, yeah, we'll be in the stadium and watching that game.
That's awesome.
The first time I'll be cheering against Washington in my life.
That's awesome.
That's a big one. That's a lot of emotional lifting for you to do, O.
Well, it's just a proud moment, right? I'm an old man, a proud moment for a dad to be back in the stadium that I played college ball at, that my whole family would fly up from Hawaii to watch me play. Now I'm flying in from Illinois to watch my two boys play Washington. It's what, when the Big Ten combined with the Pac-10 and turned into this mega conference, it's the kind of games you're hoping for, you're dreaming about, and it's what it's turned into. So I get to go there and sit in the stadium that I played football in and watch my boys play. It will be fun. It's going to be a good game. Both teams are a good team. Coach Jeff Fisk got Washington moving in the right direction. Coach Bielema got Illinois moving in the right direction. It'll be a fun game to watch.
Derrick Henry has averaged 5 yards a carry. He's a mountain of a man. He's difficult to bring down. But he's also had a problem fumbling the ball, which you don't expect from a guy that big and strong. What do you think the Bears will try and do to attack the run game of the Ravens?
Yeah, it's a good question, because when you take a look at this game, right, you're like, guys, the Bears are 4-2. The Ravens are 1-5. Who thought that coming into the year? And then, you go through all this film work and you go through all this study and you look at all the stats and you look at the turnover differential. I'm sure you guys have talked about it. Bears are number one in the NFL at plus 11. And Baltimore's, 31st, one from the bottom at minus 7. There's your answer, right? There's what's happened to the Baltimore Ravens. And like you're talking about, Lawrence, they have had those late fumbles. That, remember the Buffalo game? Yep. I think he took the sleeves off his arms because he had won the next game. And it's just Derrick Henry is still a monster, right? They're hoping Ronnie Stanley, their left all-pro left tackle, is back to healthy. I think they have, if not the best, the top two or three centers in the NFL, and Tyler Linderbaum. I'm waiting for this Billings and Linderbaum matchup. I can't wait for it. If you like that kind of thing, go ahead and watch it. I'm wondering who the Bears with Grady Jarrett back are starting inside, because remember their run game was not good. Grady Jarrett went out. They moved Javon Dexter to three technique, started Billings at nose, who I would argue has been their best defensive player the last two or three weeks. He has absolutely shut down the run. Wow. He's also got pressure in the pass. Talk about Montez's caused fumble. That was Grady Jarrett kicking the left guard Penning back into the quarterback's lap, Rattler's lap, flushing him out of the pocket. Montez steps up, causes the fumble. So interesting to see who they go with there in their front. And then, how they use Javon Dexter. I don't think he's very good at nose, right? I don't know if they'll suit up Jonathan Ford this week. But I don't think Javon Dexter does a nice job starting on the run at nose. So we'll see what happened there. But if you just took a look at their run game last week, they showed some signs of life against the Rams. I thought the Ravens O-line wasn't terrible. They had some runs. I think they rushed for some good yards. So again, this is the kind of game, guys, you're going to your closet, right? You eat a lot of food, you lift heavy weights, you go to your closet, you grab your big boy pads, maybe you grab your horse collar, because Derrick Henry and the Ravens, I think Ricard is back, their fullback. First game he's going to play this year. He is huge to the run game. He allows him to do a lot of things. They can do a lot. They can leave him one-on-one outside the tight ends. They can use him as a lead blocker. It'll be interesting to see what they're doing. And if you got Lamar Jackson, one of your defenders got to count for him. Now you're lighter in the box. The Bears have a lot of cornerbacks out. Lawrence, you bring up a great point. How do they slow down Derrick Henry? How do they slow down this run game? Big question for Chicago Bears going into this game versus the Ravens. Let's just hope. Maybe we're plus 4 again. You never know.
You were in a thread on Twitter, and I was looking at the thread about Andrew Billings. So walk me through why he's been so good this year.
Really active, really physical, does a really nice job stacking blocks. By that, I mean he doesn't allow guys to get up to the linebackers and see Tremaine Edmonds making all these plays, right? You don't look in front of him, right? You don't look at the line of scrimmage because you're probably watching the sideline view. Right. But if you watch Billings from the end zone, he's taking on all the blocks. Right? You saw him. They called him for holding last week. Remember that play? They called him for holding. He's holding the old lineman from climbing up to the linebackers. He's also, guys, getting pass rush on the quarterback, which is crazy for the nose grip end level. And all these third down and fourth down stops that we've seen through these last couple of weeks, it's been Billings in there, right? Shoving centers, good centers, into the running back. Taking guys to the line of scrimmage and changing the line of scrimmage, right? Like Coach Johnson talked about, he watches the sideline view. If you watch Billings, he does that a lot, where he walks the guy back. And what that is allowed is for Javon Dexter to move out the free technique. By free technique, I mean he's playing on the outside shoulder of the guard. He has a one-on-one block with the guard, and he angles the guy, and he pushes him back, right? He doesn't have to take on as many double teams in there at nose guard with his height. And the guys get under him and move him backwards. Billings in there playing really good football. Nose guard isn't something like you say, oh, you 100 things like this and that. No, it's just that guy is kicking that guy's butt, man. Hands low, hands inside, and knocking him back.
You have always loved Big Bill. You love enormous men who are kicking ass right in the middle of the damn
man,
line.
Listen, just look at their record when he's starting at nose guard. That's what I'll ask you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Take a good look. Right, I think I don't know what they were last year when they got hurt, but they went 1-8 after that. He came back. They made him start this year. Look at what they've done.
Olin Krutz, I don't know if you heard, but when Ben Johnson was mic'd up, it became evident that there was a play that was called, it was named after the owner. Here's Ben Johnson mic'd up a little bit.
Okay, I want this one here. It's a good one here, all right? On one. Hey, we're going to go George McCaskey here. George McCaskey.
So There's a play named George McCaskey. Olin?
I tend to think it's a formation, well, but okay.
Here's the follow-up from today. Ben was asked what the George McCaskey play is, and here
when
it
you
is.
Handset, you say, we're going George McCaskey here. What is that?
That was a short yardage play that week, and so it ended up being Roschon's carry. And I think it ended up being a pretty good one for us.
What's the inspiration for the name?
It was a boss play, so it's a boss scheme on our wide zone, and so we felt like that was probably appropriately named.
So boss for it's I formation, Olin, short yardage,
all right,
wide
all right,
zone.
Here you guys go
with a fullback. And you would like this play, though. I think you like the George McCaskey play. That's my point.
No doubt. So here's the question, though. You guys love trivia. What is boss? Come on, give it to me.
Boss.
It's an acronym now. What is boss?
Back outside strong safety, something like that.
Back on strong safety, pretty close.
All right, so yeah,
back
it's
on strong safety.
The fullback, yes. Fullback gets all the way to the strong safety is the hope, right?
Yes. Yeah, a back on strong safety. So that's how you know the line is still responsible for the mic, because an unusual, what they call an ISO play, right? I'm sure Durham Smythe was playing fullback, probably.
Yes,
that's who they like to use back there. That's, you know, he'll have the strong safety. Now as a center, I know the strong safety is accounted for. I don't put him in my account, and I account for the guy next to him. So, yes, a good play. And you know, if you name it that, nobody will ever forget, right? You're always trying to find names that everyone recognizes immediately, especially on short yardage. George McCaskey, it's a good call by Coach Johnson there.
It's the one Roschon Johnson play last week where he had an explosive. Mm-hmm. He had 12 yards on it with Durham Smythe,
yep.
And he did get all the way to the strong safety.
Oh, I was wondering, because you mentioned Chase Young, and you're right, he does not want to play the run. He did play the short wide receiver screen passes really well. What corrections would you like to see the Bears make on those plays so that a guy who's playing wide nine can't just blow those plays up?
Yeah, it's the quarterback's responsibility, right, to find a window there to get the ball to the wide receiver. Now, he was playing those, Lawrence, and he was playing the boot all day. That's why the run game looked pretty good, because you have the backside DN. I think he decided to crash the run like once. And I have a film of him coming down. He's one step from the running back. And just lets him go. And that's why, you know, he's been on so many different teams. And Chase Young, if you ask me, like, you know, obviously everyone's got to pick who they want to start there at the end. The other guy's older than Cam Jordan. But that may just be, you know, a big, tall guy. And you know, we all know Caleb's a little shorter. He's just got to find a window there, find a window around a guy who's playing when they motion the wide receiver out. It's kind of a tell that they're going to throw the ball out there for a quick screen, and someone's looking for that. Now the tackle's got to try to cut him, try to keep his hands down, go at his legs. But it looked like Theo was doing all that, and Chase Young is a big DN, and if he's playing that play at that time, that could have been a dangerous play, as you guys know. Literally, he almost caught the second one. So like you're saying, you got to find a window there around him. We all know Caleb can use four or five different arm angles with his arm strength and the ability he has to deliver the ball. So just a little more film study on, hey, when Chase Young is playing this position, we're throwing the ball that way, let's take a look at the way he plays it. Let's find a way to get the ball to our wide receiver and not put the ball in harm's way.
I wonder if Ben Johnson gives people any money when he names a play after them.
All right.
Maybe he's going to pay George something, maybe like $15 an hour, just for like the opportunity to name a play after him. What do you think, O? It's a stretch.
Too easy feed, man.
I know.
That's an easy one.
I know, dude.
That's an easy one. I'm $15. But, you know, I mean, listen, I can't complain about what they paid me before that an hour. You know, George has an argument against, you know, the $15. They paid me. They probably overpaid me for a few years also.
All I know is that someone on this radio show advanced in Hall of Fame finalists stuff. So congratulations to you and to Reuben Brown and to Greg Olson
and
to Charles Tillman,
yes,
who all advanced in the Hall of Fame. And look, you're part of the team of the 2000s. You're all pro. All of those things. How much does it mean to you to know that you are still considered one of the best players and getting closer and closer to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, always an honor, right? And especially as you guys know how I feel about the game, how I play the game, the way, how much the game has done for me. It's a cool thing, obviously, always be mentioned.
I think that you know, it's time, right? I don't know, honestly, what's taking so long. I appreciate them honoring me. I am on all-decade team, like you said. You know, I don't want to give all my stats and pump myself up, but been waiting, right, and hoping, and it would be an honor because no one from the state of Hawaii has gone in. I'd love to be the first, but we'll see what happens.
Olin, good luck this weekend. I know there'll be heartstrings being pulled in a couple different directions. Mm-hmm. It'll mm-hmm. be another great weekend for the Crudes family, man. And we mm-hmm. love it. And we're happy to see you advance, too. We were all excited in our group thread to see you advance and hopefully get the due that you deserve when it comes to the Hall of Fame.
Well, I appreciate it, guys, man. Have a good weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.